Make It Right, the manufacturing podcast.
This is the Make It Right podcast for manufacturing leaders. I'm Janet Eastman, and Kevin Snook is the manufacturing expert and author of Make It Right, 5 Steps to Align Your Manufacturing Business from the Front Line to the Bottom Line. The book is out now on Amazon.com, and I encourage you to read it, even if you're not in a manufacturing business or a manufacturing leader, as it's got great insights on how to effectively work and engage with people. Now, in this series in the Make It Right podcast, we're examining each chapter of the book. Today, we're on chapter 7, which is N, Nurture, Feedback, and Recognition. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Janet.
Good. I have to tell you that I love this chapter of the book because it can be used to improve pretty much all of our relationships and not just at work. And you say right off the top in this chapter that few things are more rewarding than recognition. And this is so true, but for whatever reason, as adults, we generally do not provide recognition to each other. And it seems that wanting recognition is seen kind of as a character flaw. So what's the power of recognition?
Yeah, and I split these things from rewards, which is basically salary and benefits that you get within a business, and then recognition, which is being told that, you know, you're valuable, that something that you've done has added, you know, great value to the business, that you're helping the business, that you're supporting it, that the work that you're doing is valued to me as a leader and to the overall organization. And so that's kind of like my definition of recognition, just people being recognized for what they're doing well. I've never known an employee who has felt like they've had too much recognition. And you rightly say that as we become adults, we don't naturally, you know, recognize the positives that people are doing. In some ways, we expect that. And many times in a company, people expect that people work for the rewards. You know, you're getting paid, so just get on and get your job done. And I've found that recognition is so much more powerful than the rewards.
You said in the book, which really actually turned the light on for me, I'd never thought of it this way, but when you're watching a little child and they're trying to do something, you never say, no, you're not doing it right. Like, you know, you're trying to stand up and you keep falling down or whatever. You keep encouraging them to keep trying, just keep trying. But now when you get to be an adult, what we point out is what you're doing wrong and not saying, wow, that is amazing what you just did, which is such a complete turnaround. And I don't know when we fall off the bike on that one.
Yeah, I think in many cases it's when we go to school and the teachers try and deal with a lot of different people. And so, you know, discipline becomes easier to use than recognition. And, you know, this is something that we then carry through the school years and we carry into adulthood, and we all become very critical of each other. What I've noticed is that, whilst discipline is important and structure is important, you get so much more buy-in from people when you are looking carefully, when you're seeing them as a human and you're seeing the efforts that they make and the contribution that they make, and then you're recognizing that. And this is not difficult to do. But there's a structure that you can use. You know, the worst thing you can do is give somebody recognition for something that they really haven't had a part in, or that really wasn't you know, something that they had contributed to. And so you need to be looking carefully and not glibly giving recognition and this kind of false. You know, sometimes when you walk into a store, you'll hear the ding dong of the bell go and someone will shout out, oh, welcome to the store. And you know that it's just, they didn't even see you walk into the store, right? It's just, they've been told they have to say welcome to the store. Now that doesn't motivate me. But if somebody made eye contact with me and say, hey, thank you so much for, you know, visiting our store, that's completely different, right? Thank you for going out of the way and visiting us instead of visiting the store next door. That's a positive reinforcement of something that I've done. And so that's the type of recognition that I'm talking about.
So absolute sincerity.
absolute sincerity. And in order to be able to do that effectively, you have to be awake and alive to the things that people are doing. And that's as we build the relationships with our employees, we want to make sure that we are awake and alive, and we're really understanding the challenges and the work that people are putting in to build, you know, to move the business forward, and feeling, you know, grateful. Another part I come up with the children analogy is that when you're not watching the child, they are still striving to achieve that work. You know, and that's what the majority of employees are doing. You know, when your eyes are not there, they really are still trying to move the business forward. So when our eyes are there, let's recognize that, let's see it, and really help them, let them know how valuable they are to us in terms of moving the business forward.
Right. So you're recognizing both the effort to improve as well as the improvement itself, right?
Yeah, because quite often the result is a combination of many different people's input. Sometimes, you know, there's an element of luck or something that'll happen. But the effort is never an element of luck. And when you see an individual's effort towards something, you know, their dedication to move that process forward or to make that improvement, or then that's the part that we want to be recognizing. So I'm actually much more interested in the effort that people are putting in, the dedication, the work that they're doing, rather than the final result.
Right. Now, should recognition be instant or should it be delayed? Is it public? Is it private? Like, when do you do this recognition? How do you go about doing it?
I find it's much more authentic when it's done as soon as you see that effort being made. Now, that's not always possible, so being slightly delayed in it, but it is okay. But I wouldn't say save it up for the annual performance review. You know, that there should be so many opportunities to recognize the performance and the efforts of your people during the year, that by the time you get to a performance review, whether it's annual or quarterly or whatever, they should already know how you feel about them. There should be no surprises coming up in that performance review, because you've been recognizing the progress as people have been moving forward. So right. I would say from that side, you know, immediate is always best. As soon as possible is always best. I like, you know, that you have to know your people, but I like the idea of public recognition for key milestones. You know, I would never save something up in order for it to be public, but recognizing one person's performance in a meeting or in a, you know, some sort of discussion is great. You know, when you have these opportunities to call out people and say, hey, that was fantastic and it really helped us move the business forward, you're reinforcing to the rest of the organization this is important to you, as are the individuals in the business. And I don't see that could ever be a bad thing.
Right. You talk about creating heroes at work. Can you give us a real world example of how you've seen this at work and how these heroes have been created?
Yeah, you know, when we're kids, we all want to be heroic. We all want to do something that other people recognize and see as us breaking barriers and striving forward. And, you know, I think that's a very common theme of childhood. And then when we get into adulthood, we tend to hide our light a little bit, you know. And what I want to be able to do is I want to see people and see the how their daily efforts and work are moving them as individuals and then the business forward. You know, I had one example where I visited a company and they wanted to put in a new system, a new IT system. And the IT manager had been looking for some kind of system that was going to help the performance of the business. And he was struggling because each time he proposed something, it was too expensive. And so he was getting knocked back. And then we started working with this group and we had a very cost-effective solution. But it wasn't a matter of us going in there and saying, okay, look, we're the best and this is the way we're doing it. We wanted to make sure that the IT manager who had found us as part of another process was the one who was recognized for finding a better solution. And so this is not no longer about, you know, my solution to the problem. This is his solution to the problem. He's the one who should be able to take the recognition for bringing us in and helping the business. And so that's a small example of where in any process where people are involved, somebody is doing something that's pushing us forward. They should be recognized as the hero on that and not the leader taking the credit.
Right. So sometimes negative feedback is necessary, and sometimes a company receives negative feedback. So if you have to give negative feedback to an employee, how do you go about doing that?
First of all, immediately. And so in order to give feedback, you need to be very clear on what your own standards are. And you need to be communicating those standards regularly within the business. And then you need to be willing to confront issues or situations that don't meet that standard. And whenever I'm talking to an individual about, you know, something that's happened that has not met the standards, let's say, for example, you're walking through a production line and you see somebody reaching into moving equipment. Now, I know that on production lines that, you know, the biggest issue is safety issues with people's hands. And that's usually because they're reaching into some moving equipment. And so it's clearly something that I don't want people to be doing. That's one of the standards in the business. So immediately we have to carefully pull the person away from the equipment and have that conversation. And we're not blaming the person. What we're doing is we're looking at the situation. We're looking at that particular behavior at that time. And then we're confronting that. The purpose of confronting behaviors is all about having a better behavior for the future. And so it's not about disciplining or making people feel bad or whatever. It's taking whatever action is required in order to be able to adjust that behavior. Now, so that's, I would say, with individuals, it's always better one-on-one. That this is an area that you don't want to be doing it publicly. You really want to be keeping it between you, but ensuring in that discussion, in a very short discussion, that you have confidence that the behavior is going to change for the future. Now, you mentioned also about, you know, what about if your company gets negative feedback, which is, it is a different situation. If your company is getting negative feedback, again, it's all about authenticity. It's about taking that feedback for the value that it can give, looking to see from a different lens, a different set of eyes, a different set of perspectives, whether that feedback is valuable to you to help you move forward. And if it is, taking the nuggets out of that and then using them to fuel a part of your organization as you move forward.
And how do you manage that first reaction when you get that negative feedback and you're like, ah?
Yeah, this is where, meditation and self-awareness and those areas really come in. If you can feel that anger rising, if you can feel the frustration or the annoyance or something, then it's really a great time to step back, breathe, let your shoulders drop. And then try to see that from the perspective that it was meant. Now, there are some nasty people out there, and there are some competitors or whatever that are trying to put you down. It doesn't mean that you don't take action, but accept the situation as it is. It's just information, and then determine what's the right response to that, rather than reacting, in an emotional way.
I like that you said it's just information. That's great. So this chapter, Kevin, is really all about changing people's behaviors, changing your own behavior, your own reactions, and then trying to get other people to change theirs as well, isn't it? If we just all change our behaviors slightly, we can make things great.
Yeah, well, it is all about behavior, and you can't change anybody else's behavior. You can only encourage them or show them that a different way may be more effective. And then it's really up to them whether they want to make that change or not. And so, as you look at the organization, you may have a feeling that if things were done slightly differently, we would be more aligned, we would be more effective. And so calling that out and showing how that might be the case is what we need to do. And that's our role as leaders. We ought to be setting that direction, looking for the gaps, and then showing how we could move forward. But it's really up to the individuals. And this is where inspiration comes in. You know, if you really want to change people's behavior, they have to be inspired to do things differently. And that's where you as a leader have the opportunity to lead by example, to inspire your group, and then see whether the behaviors change in the way you expect them to.
One of the things that I think companies use to inspire or to elevate their people, et cetera, is achieving certification, because it looks great on the organization, et cetera. But you talk about in your book how there are people who are going to university just to get that degree, but then there are the other people that are going to university because they just want to get all that knowledge. Yeah. And you say when it comes to certification, the great part for the organization is pursuing that certification, not achieving that piece of paper at the end of the day.
Yeah, if we look at something like ISO certification, which a lot of companies either need or want to have, you know, to say that I am certified by a certain group. For me, of course you want to be recognized. You want to end up after your degree program with the piece of paper. And so that's a nice recognition for the work that you've put in and the knowledge that you've gained. But doing the certification for the sake of the piece of paper is really a waste of your time. What you need to be doing is looking at what's the intent of this certification and what am I going to learn as I bring my organization to a situation where they can pass, where they can actually take the nuggets from this certification and apply them to the business to get better results. And so, you know, whether it's ISO certification or whether it's a degree, I think the key is having people in the organization understand that this is just part of the process to help us improve. How do we use it in the most effective way so that we as a business and as individuals move forward, you know, as effectively as possible?
So getting recognition for your certification, recognizing your employees, and recognizing your own flaws in order to improve yourself, that's all part of this recognition package.
Yeah, and you know, I do a lot of self-recognition. I look at where am I now, which things have I achieved, what's been a step forward for me, and then how do I give myself a pat on the back, as we move forward in life. And I think everybody can do that. So self-recognition, recognition of the employees, recognition of key milestones. There's so many opportunities within a work day to recognize somebody for something that they're doing. I think we should leverage that a lot more.
Yeah, it just gives people a bit of a jump in their step. So,
well, of course it does. We're humans, and you mentioned right at the beginning of this chapter that it's about relationships, and it's exactly the same again in your family. And if you recognize that somebody's doing something differently, and you give them a pat on the back for something that's truly deserved, then who's not going to feel great about that?
Right. So today we've completed the five steps of the Align process with the letter N, which is nurture, recognition. Next week, we're going to look at the possible roadblocks along the journey. So Kevin, I think this is going to be a fairly interesting chapter. Give me an overview of what to expect.
Yeah, I think when you read the book, it sounds like, oh yeah, okay, this is going to be fairly easy. I'm going to get that done. And then when you get into the real world and you start putting some of the processes in place, then you hit roadblocks, as we all do. And the key is, how do you get the help to overcome those roadblocks? Because just like your employees need help to overcome certain situations from, the leader's help, then all of us need help somewhere in life. And so what are those roadblocks likely to be, and how do we get the right help to continually make it right?
Great. Kevin, we will talk to you about our final chapter of the book next time. Thanks very much for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
So the book is called Make It Right, Five Steps to Align Your Manufacturing Business from the Front Line to the Bottom Line. And thank you very much for joining us for the Make It Right podcast. We'll chat to you the next time.